Governor Gordon speaking out is huge. He's showing he wants to prioritize economic recovery over a failed government program that has cost Wyoming millions of dollars without any real benefit.
Kylie Taylor is with the group Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty and is referring to the governor's recent comments before the state legislature's Appropriations Committee. Wyoming is facing a $1.5 billion deficit, according to the Casper Star Tribune. Taylor says state lawmakers approved $750,000 for death penalty defense in the current fiscal year. Proponents of the death penalty argue it's an important deterrent for preventing murder and brings justice and closure for surviving family members. Taylor points to studies showing the death penalty is not an effective deterrent. She adds that people of color are at much greater risk of being arrested, charged, and executed, especially when victims are white.
There is absolutely a racial disparity with the death penalty, and there are many statistics that show how racially biased it is. Obviously, with everything going on in the country right now, this has been a really huge topic.
Taylor says in an imperfect justice system, the risk of executing even one innocent person is too high. So far, 18 people were exonerated by DNA testing in the U.S. after serving time on death row, according to the Innocence Project. More than 165 people sentenced to death in the U.S. have been exonerated since 1973.